bulletproof. I mean, that's what we want to feel like, isn't it? When life comes at us fast as we get older, we want to feel that nothing can knock us off course, that we can deal with whatever life throws at us. And the less stressed and overworked that we are, the more time and energy that we're going to have to devote to looking after ourselves in other practical ways, like working out, being more active, making better food choices. But a lot of guys our age struggle to deal with stress at work, family, and life in general. Just everything just seems to keep throwing us endless curveballs, and supplements sitting cross-legged in silence to find inner peace are touted as the best approaches to dealing with stress. But if you're anything like me, a lot of guys tend to prefer a more practical approach. We want tactics, tools. So I want you to consider this episode a little toolbox for how to make your life easier and less stressful as you get older, allowing you to bring your A game to your 101 roles as a dad, husband, boss, colleague, son, what else? Family cab driver, handyman, and obviously future Adonis. Hi, Chris here again for another episode of the Over 40 Freaking Awesome podcast. You are very welcome. I run my own coaching facility here in Ireland for guys over 40, but I also help guys worldwide to get their asses in shape in a doable way in our 40s, 50s, and beyond. If, as you find yourself listening to my podcasts, you think, this guy gets it, I bet he can help me get fitter and healthier, then you're absolutely right. And please do check out the link in the episode description to my 4-week one-to-one coaching program, Ignite. That link has a 20% discount already applied for my handsome bastard podcast listeners like your good self. But like I said, getting in shape, organizing your life, building healthy habits, they are all much easier to do if you can keep your stress levels low. And I want to give you just 5 simple tactics that I use myself and also advise clients to use to making that happen, that don't involve turning yourself into a Buddhist monk or having to smoke weed. So the first habit is to understand that there are 3 options for every task that comes across your plate. So for me, employing a cleaner for 2 hours per week to do the big stuff, I would say is by far one of the best decisions I have ever made to improve my marriage. We stopped arguing every weekend about who should have done what during the week, when actually the main issue was just that neither of us had the time to get everything done ourselves. And that's just one example of how I've learned to be okay just paying a guy or a woman to do something that I either suck at or just have no time for. And this being more open to delegation is one of the 3 options that we have with any new task that we feel needs done to stop us getting overwhelmed. So the 3 options you have with every task really is, number 1, do it yourself and then plan when it's going to get done. Number 2, delegate it to somebody else like I did with the cleaning. Or number 3, delete it from your to-do list, because ultimately it doesn't really matter and it doesn't need done. Honestly, watch your to-do list and stress levels shrink when you start treating every task as something you either have to do, delegate, or delete. Then the second tactic we can use is to learn to not react and instead respond. So what do I mean by that? Now, I'm a big fan of a book called The Chimp Paradox by a guy called Steve Peters. It helps to explain how your brain can basically be hijacked by this kind of emotional limbic system of our brains, which he calls the chimp. And it's comforting to know that we can get hijacked by our emotions, even if, you know, I still struggle to stop the hijack taking place. But I was reading his latest book, it's called The Path Through the Jungle, and it includes one of my favorite exercises for learning how to control my stress levels. So it's about trying to respond to stress instead of reacting. When we're faced with a stressful situation, we always react emotionally first. That's just natural. And if we let that reaction out straight away, then we often regret what we do or what we say. And so we need to learn to just sit with those emotions just for a few seconds and let the emotional part of our brain, the chimp, know that we're listening to it. And then we recognize that this emotional reaction is natural and it's to be expected, that we're not robots, that being angry or pissed off is fine, and that will then help to calm you down. You don't feel like you're letting things get out of control. It's going to stop you from spiraling, because just taking a few seconds, literally 5 or 10 seconds, can help you come up with a plan to take care of the situation. And that is when you respond. So like I said, that whole process, stopping yourself reacting immediately to choosing a response, only needs to take 5 or 10 seconds, but just taking a beat or two in any stressful situation before responding will stop you potentially making things worse with a wholly emotional reaction. The next thing we can do to limit stress is to stop trying to be an adult 24/7. Feeling guilty for not being a big, serious grown-up all the time does us no favors with stress control. I think every week, guys like us need to find time to do dumb yet joyful things, like sending stupid memes to your friends on WhatsApp, getting out for a couple of beers and talking nonsense, or going to watch local minor league sports games and marveling at just how bad this team is. Essentially, we just need to learn to chill out more and briefly experience those kind of carefree days that most of us had in our early 20s again for a while. My wife always asks me the next morning when I've been out with friends for a few beers, she always wants to know what we talk about the whole time. And I literally just can't bring myself to tell her that we sat and debated for about 45 minutes whether we'd prefer to fight a single horse-sized duck or 50 duck-sized horses. Obviously, 100%, I'd go for the 50 small horses. I think you could take them. I think you could kick them more easily, whereas a single horse-sized duck is a whole different kettle of fish. I don't know how you would fight that. But you can see how it's easy to talk about these things for 45 minutes. And talking about dumb stuff with your friends is something that we all need to do on a weekly basis. Number four on our tactics for dealing with stress is to try sweaty mindfulness. Now, I've talked previously about how terrible I am at that kind of, you know, the conventional mindfulness where you're supposed to sit there alone with your thoughts in a quiet room, concentrating on your breathing. I am terrible at that because my inner dickhead just won't shut up and I don't get anything from it. I just get annoyed at my own brain. But what does help a lot of guys, me included, to tidy up and kind of clear our minds is just exercise. When I'm struggling to push out one more rep in a workout, for example, it is literally impossible for me to think about whatever was stressing me out 5 minutes previously. And similarly, I'm much more able to work through the kind of jumble of thoughts in my head if I'm out walking instead of, like I said, trying to sit cross-legged in silence. So a couple of times each week, just find active ways to clear your mind and also allow it to just go where it wants to go with a view to coming up with a plan, and you'll find stress will melt away. Last on the list of things to do is don't let your wife tempt you. Now, what do I mean by that? My wife is a very persuasive woman. If I want to go to bed at 10 p.m., she often gives me those kind of come hither eyes and whispers softly, "One more episode." Lo and behold, this has happened to you, I'm sure. I fall asleep halfway through this one more episode that I agreed to. Then I have to ask her to tell me what has happened in the show. And then I have to try and magically fall asleep again in bed and fail miserably. And then I have just a crap night's sleep. So like I've been banging on about on previous episodes, as much as you will read about sleep hacks, the number one habit that guys like us need to build to get more sleep, to give ourselves enough mental recovery time overnight to lower our stress hormone, cortisol, is just get to damn bed 8 hours before you need to get up tomorrow morning. When I managed to lower my cortisol by over 50%, I had the blood tests done last year. It was improving my sleep that did most of the heavy lifting there. There was other things like taking some supplements and getting out for walks, but it was definitely improving my sleep that helped to lower my stress levels more than anything else. So try and stay strong when your missus tries to turn on that charm and convince you to watch one more episode. So there you have it. 5 simple doable tactics that don't involve meditating or having to be a Buddhist monk or smoking weed. Just things to help you to deal with stress, because by kind of nourishing your body and soul each week through sleep, exercise, socializing, you're mentally and physically ready for anything. And then if you couple that with that kind of do, delegate, delete approach that I mentioned about dealing with the 101 things demanding your time and attention each week, life suddenly gets a whole lot easier and you will feel bulletproof for decades to come, and you will feel more able and willing to look after yourself in all those other ways, to keep sticking with your workout program, to keep building those lifestyle habits, to keep making better food choices. Now, three things I'd love you to do right now. Number one, obviously, promise yourself you're going to take steps this week to manage your stress levels. Just pick one or two of those tactics that I just mentioned. They're all things you can realistically start doing today. Second thing you can do, leave a review if you have 30 seconds to do so on Apple Podcasts. And number three, check out the link for the coaching program if you're ready to finally get your ass back in shape, but you feel you need a wee bit of help from someone with a weird accent. That's me I'm talking about. Anyway, take care, fella. I'll talk to you next week.